Warning, I almost died this week. It wasn't the coronavirus, but it might have been the Coors Light fever. Either way, listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode, number 139.
Florida Man burns down Cheryl's she shed.
Florida Man sucks on an old lady's toes.
Florida Man discovers the least sexy orgy ever in Polk County.
And Florida Man tries to perform an exorcism with a sledgehammer.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight. Fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Well, I will say I almost died last week, but that may be a little extreme.
You literally texted me and said, I'm dying.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh. Well, at the time, it may have felt like it. I've been sick.
You sound...
I'm stuffy today.
Not your usual
man,
chipper
this thing,
self.
This stuff is... I don't know what it was. Got the flu. Went up. We're supposed to have a great weekend up in Polk County.
Does that ever really happen?
I don't know. I mean, it has before.
I mean, I guess some people have a lot of fun until they get caught.
Yeah. We didn't meet Judd.
No, he wasn't around when we were hanging around that area. I never actually laid eyes on him. I saw his helicopter landing when I was quite a ways away. But
I want a helicopter.
Yeah, seriously.
We can't have a helicopter.
We should get an airboat first.
No, I don't want an airboat. They're too loud. Can't sneak up on something on an airboat.
You think you can sneak up on something with a helicopter?
Fair point. Depends on how fast you're going.
True.
But I guess that means true for the airboat as
they
well.
They do have the stealth copters, don't they?
Well, they're not public knowledge, I don't think.
Until they crashed one and...
Yeah, then they weren't stealthy.
Islamabad or wherever that was.
Oh, me. So, we're doing a rare Sunday recording. A little behind this week since I was a little laid up this... Actually, Joel didn't want to be subjected to the funk that was in the house.
Yeah, because...
sickness funk.
I figured you had time to recuperate by the time we get to PodFest this weekend, and I didn't want to catch it and be mid-cold.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, we'll be in Orlando this weekend. We're going to try to get up there and not tear anything up. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, yeah, it should be a lot of fun if any of our listeners are going to PodFest Expo in Orlando the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and 8th of March. Find us and say hi, and you can buy us a beer or something.
So you said all of our stories this week were sent in from listeners, correct?
That is correct. Some of them we actually got multiple times from multiple listeners. So
that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it made my life a lot easier this week when I had to set up two episodes to record.
All right, so here we go. Let's get into this week's stories. Story number one, Florida man, hospital worker, accused of sucking patient's toes.
We had another toe-sucking
story.
That was on Christmas Eve.
That was up
in Bradentucky.
That was a random fella broke into a house and just decided to suck on his toes, didn't it?
Yep.
Luckily, that's never happened to me. So this comes to us from NBC2.com and sent in to us by Allison. A hospital worker at Gulf Coast Hospital in Fort Myers.
That's pretty close by, isn't it?
I can throw a rock and
we could
yeah.
We could easily walk there.
Yes.
It's and not even be done with our beer.
Yeah, it's across the street. was arrested after being accused of sucking a patient's toes, according to a Lee County Sheriff's Office arrest report. The patient said they felt their right foot being touched around 11 p.m. on Monday. They assumed a nurse was checking for swelling until they were touched again.
I bet there was some swelling going on.
Yeah, I bet it was too.
Not in the toes.
Then the patient felt it happen a third time, but this time he felt something wet between their toes. When they looked up, they said they saw France Beldorin, age 23, on his knees with his head bent over their foot, according to the report. After yanking his foot away from Beldorin, he returned to his seat in the corner of the room. As a quote-unquote sitter, he had been assigned to keep an eye on the patient's roommate, who was a flight risk, the report
said. This is why you want a private room in the hospital, because you never know who's going to be stuck in there with you and who they've got hanging around them.
No, it didn't. That's not what this means, Joel.
Yeah.
But it says he'd been assigned to keep an eye on the patient's room. Oh, the patient's roommate.
Yeah,
oh,
in the hospital.
The other one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the other patient in the room.
I thought it was like that. It was his roommate. All right, never mind. I'm confused. I'm thinking roommate. Like never mind.
Like they live with the.
Yeah. All right.
With the patient.
I got it. Later, the patient said Beldorin poked his head around the curtain and asked if they were okay.
No, I'm not. My toes are kind of wet.
That's when they called for assistance and told a nurse what had happened, according to the report. The nurse called security and security called the police, after which Beldorin was arrested at the hospital.
He stayed?
He stayed. NBC2 spoke with Beldorin after he bonded out of jail to get his side of the story. He said the nasty accusation was a big misunderstanding that resulted from an incident with a cell phone.
Sure it did.
Here we go. I dropped
it just slipped right in there.
Yeah. I dropped my phone under the bed. And as I'm trying to get my phone, and she kicks, Beldorin said. She's afraid, and we're in the dark. It's a dark room with a dark male at the foot of her bed. I can understand. Beldorin says he lost his job and reputation in one night. It makes me look crazy or creepy, and I'm not. Like, I'm not that type of dude, he said.
Yeah, it does make you look crazy creepy.
And number one is, you were on the other side of the room.
Right.
Watching the other patient, yet how did you drop your phone under her bed on this side of the room?
Well, when I took it out to take a picture of me sucking on her toes, it fell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
wait. Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Beldorin is facing a battery charge on a person of 65 years age older. Oh, gross.
So he's sucking on an old lady's toes. You know they don't.
In a hospital? Oh. Dude, you lost more than that. You lost. Yeah.
You really are putting your immune system to the test there with that one.
Lee Health released a statement confirming they're working with law enforcement, but they couldn't comment further because the case is under further investigation. And we have an update.
Yes. From the time that our listener sent us this story, there was an update on the news that I saw, so I went and found this one.
The former hospital employee who denied sucking a patient's toes to NBC2 told deputies a different story. According to an unredacted arrest report NBC2 obtained, France Beldorin, age 23, admitted to the crime to Lee County deputies.
Mm.
The report states, quote, he had no reason as to why he licked the victim's foot, but that he was vulnerable at the time and could not help his actions.
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
I was feeling
vulnerable.
Like I needed some comfort. And the best way I figured to do that was to go up this old lady and lick her feet.
Lick her feet. Yep. Yep. NBC2 tried reaching Beldorin for comment following the new information, but he didn't answer his door.
I
can't imagine
why.
We also tried contacting his mother, but she referred us to his attorney.
As she should.
A judge ordered Beldorin to wear a GPS ankle monitor and stay away from the Gulf Coast Hospital as well as the victim.
You probably want to put a muzzle on him, too.
Suck it on toes.
Mm. I never, that never
nope.
was anything.
Nope. Not even on accident.
Nope.
Not
nope.
I don't even want it on mine.
No.
It tickles. No, y'all don't do that foot fetish thing.
Yeah, nothing below the knees. Story number two. This one was sent to us from Sarah and JP, and it's from CBS12.com. Florida man goes on a sledgehammer rampage to kill demons.
I must exorcise the demons.
A Florida man told investigators he went on a sledgehammer rampage to kill demons. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office arrested 32-year-old Rafael Suarez Gomez of Hialeah Gardens on Sunday afternoon. The window installer faces 7 counts of property damage, burglary, and resisting arrest. The Sheriff's Office said it received a bunch of calls about a man using a sledgehammer to destroy property on Little Torch Key. Deputies caught up with Gomez and needed a taser to get him into handcuffs.
Don't tase me, bro.
The damage report included 4 vehicles, a camper, at least 7 sliding doors, 2 hurricane French doors, 7 windows, 4 mirrors, a microwave oven, 3 televisions, and a partridge in a pear tree. That's not counting the multiple holes in the walls at numerous properties. Gomez said he had been drinking all day and someone gave him an unknown hallucinogenic drug. Hold on. Nobody's going to give you good drugs for free. They'll make you pay for that shit.
I don't know what. Yeah, he paid for it, but he may not know what he paid for.
After taking the drug, he said he started seeing demons who ordered him to damage the property. He said he grabbed the sledgehammer to get rid of them. Gomez is due back in court in March.
Yep. You're going to be there a while. I'll cough up some money to fix everything.
I wonder if he heard Kansas play, "Carry on our wayward son." That's what happens in Supernatural.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's always what happens?
The season finale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
They always play it. That's how you know it's the last one of the season.
All right, story number three, or Trace, for our Spanish-speaking friends. Oh, I hate you.
I put the pronunciation for you.
All right, Florida man calls the police to report being shot at by the man that he stabbed.
What?
Florida man calls the police to report being shot at by a man that he just stabbed.
He literally brought a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
I thought that he should call the cops for that.
This came to us from CBS Miami and sent in by our listener, Natine.
Very good.
Thank you. Police said a Florida man dialed their department to report he was being shot at by the man he had just robbed and stabbed.
Oh, he robbed him, too.
Oh. Yep, I'm getting shot at.
This is just like the... I don't know if you saw... this was too small of a story to put in here, but I don't know if you saw there's a police department in Florida that posted on social media that there is methamphetamine going around that is tainted with the coronavirus. But if you bring it into them, they'll test it for you.
Oh, nice.
They caught a few with that.
That's smart.
Yeah.
you can catch coronavirus from methamphetamine, huh? The Boynton Beach police officer said Victor Morrell called him Saturday night to report that someone had shot at him twice. According to the police, Morrell, age 33, had met the man through the Grindr app.
You know what that one is? You got that one on your phone?
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
It's an app.
Yeah.
On a phone.
Yeah. You know what the purpose is?
No.
It's a hookup app like Tinder.
Oh, okay.
But it's for gay dudes.
Oh. No. Why'd you ask me if I had it on my phone? Jerk. He knew from others that the unidentified man dealt drugs. Morrell told officers that he went to the man's apartment intending to, quote, make some money off of him. Television station WPTV reports that the men got into an argument at the apartment and Morrell struck the man in the head, causing him to fall to the ground. Morrell then grabbed a briefcase filled with methamphetamine and struck the victim again before running out the front door, according to the police.
A briefcase full of meth. That's a lot of meth.
That's a lot of meth.
I can see why the guy would try to shoot at him.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of money, probably.
Yeah.
The victim grabbed a knife and chased after Morrell. Outside the apartment, Morrell struck the victim with a bag of drugs and a gun fell out. The man dropped the knife and fell to the ground. Morrell grabbed the knife and stabbed the man who had grabbed the gun, according to the police report.
Well, that's poor planning, because you would want to grab the gun instead of the knife.
The man fired two shots as Morrell drove away, hitting the windshield and the driver's side window, according to the police report.
Oh, I see why he reported to the cops. He needed a police report to get his insurance to cover the replacement of the windows.
Morrell was charged with robbery and aggravated battery. Jail records showed he remained in custody on Sunday. Online court records showed no attorney listed for him.
That's a good choice.
Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
This week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from Allison again, and it was on clickorlando.com. Florida man discovered a voodoo doll washed up on Cape Canaveral Beach.
Wow.
History shows you can find just about anything on Florida's beaches. Some things are obvious about what they are, but what a beach walker found Thursday is much more mysterious. Quote, it was a rather strange doll made out of coconuts, Bruce Robertson described. Initially, at Sherrydown Park, Robertson said he was creeped out. Quote, what was really sort of terrifying or horrifying or interesting was that it had actual human teeth, unquote.
Ugh.
His pictures also show snake skin, and the item has arms and legs with feathers on them. Robertson said he dropped it back in the ocean because other beachgoers told him it was a voodoo doll and it should be destroyed, not saved. But after
look at the picture of that thing.
I know, it's fugly, isn't it? That's creepy looking. After some research, Robertson said he changed his feelings, and now he believes the item represented an African spider god known as Anansi. Did you ever read the book Anansi Boys by Neil Gaiman?
No, was that like the Hardy Boys?
No. It's about this spider god guy.
No, I did not.
Cool book. I like it. I like Neil Gaiman.
Well, that's exactly what it looks like. It's missing the other legs. The other eight legs, but it's got human teeth shoved up it. Oh, that's just weird.
Mm-hmm. He said it was the god of slaves that came from Ghana to the Caribbean, and they used it for good luck and protection. We were quite relieved to find out it wasn't a voodoo doll, unquote, Robertson said of himself and his friends. News 6 took Robertson's pictures to an African bookstore in Cocoa. Owner Michelle Davis disagreed with Robertson's conclusion. Quote, this right here is creepy, Davis said, pointing to the human teeth. Yes, she is correct. It is creepy.
It is creepy.
She also believed the doll had human skin on it. Davis thought it could have all been part of a voodoo ritual. She said people still believe in voodoo. Quote, they do it here in Cocoa. They do it all over Florida, Louisiana, New Orleans. Voodoo is real, she said.
Well, technically New Orleans is
Louisiana.
Louisiana,
yes. Yeah. But because the doll is back in the ocean, Robertson is advising the next person who may find it to not be afraid. If anybody finds it, it is not a voodoo doll. It's really a good luck doll from Africa, he said.
So that place of really is very important in this sentence. It's really a good luck doll.
Really?
No. It's a really good luck doll.
Oh, no, it's really a good luck doll.
Right, that's what I said. It's important. You did it right.
Oh. I'm just saying. Okay.
When I first read it, it was like, this is a really good luck doll.
So it's not.
Just take that out. So I'm just confused.
Well, so do you believe in voodoo, Phil?
Do I believe in voodoo?
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time down in New Orleans. I don't say I believe in it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can get a couple chicken bones and a spider, and all of a sudden, I don't believe you can poke a doll, you know, and somebody else hurts. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I guess no.
I think it's kind of bullshit too. Not kind of. I think it's really bullshit too. But I also believe that people really believe in it, and they'll go to many lengths to make it seem real.
Agreed.
And I don't want to find this fucking doll on the beach when I'm trying to hang out and get
some
song.
In the garbage.
Moving on now to fill in the blank. You ready for this one?
Yep.
The feeling under the weather isn't going to affect you.
But it didn't help me the last three times. I didn't get it right in either.
All right. I think you can get this one. Florida man named blank arrested after a Valentine's Day shooting.
Joel.
Fuck you. I'm here, aren't I?
Well, there's a lot of Joels in the world. I thought it.
No.
All right, so it's not Joel.
I'll give you a.
I don't need a hint.
Is that it's Valentine's Day.
I know. Okay. I know. Saint.
No.
All right. I'm going with.
There's really four words that you could give that are actual people's last names, and this is his last name, not his first name.
Louis L'Amour.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, I don't know.
However, if you would translate that, one of those words.
Just tell me the damn name.
His name was Love.
Love.
Love. L'amour is French for love. But from FloridaToday.com, and this was sent in to us by Dana from the Space Coasties, one of our patrons. Florida man named Love arrested after Valentine's Day shooting. A Florida man was arrested on Valentine's Day morning after police said he broke into a Palm Bay home and shot a man who lived there. Travis Wayne Love, age 22, was arrested February 14th on charges of attempted murder, armed burglary, aggravated battery, possession of a firearm by a felon, and shooting into an occupied dwelling.
Damn.
According to police reports, Love was attempting to break into the Holbrook Road home of his ex-girlfriend around 3 a.m. Nothing ever good happens at 3 a.m.
I don't know. I've had some fun at 3 a.m. now.
Not when you're going to your ex's house on Valentine's Day morning.
Okay, fair point.
She took her 3-month-old child upstairs while Love attempted to open the sliding glass door, and her boyfriend got his own firearm, police said. When the boyfriend opened the curtain to look through the sliding glass door, he saw Love pointing a gun at him. He then fired one shot at Love before his firearm jammed.
Whoops.
Shit. Love returned fire, hitting him in the leg, and the woman called police. The man was transported to Holmes Regional Medical Center, where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. While investigating the shooting, Palm Bay detectives were contacted by Ocoee Police Department officers who said Love was being treated at an Ocoee hospital with a gunshot wound to the hand, saying he'd been shot in the Melbourne area. Is that part of your hand?
What?
The Melbourne area?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right. Oh, that's the city.
That's not funny, Joel.
The couple told police Love repeatedly made unwanted contact with them and made vague threats leading up to the shooting. A friend of Love's who drove him to the couple's home and to the hospital told police who questioned her that Love took her pink handgun without her knowing and that she heard gunshots coming from the house. Love is being held at the Brevard County Jail without bond. So he's got this other girl who at 3 a.m. he talked her into driving him to his ex's house, and then he stole her gun to go shoot the ex's boyfriend. Her pink gun.
Pink gun.
Valentine's Day. It was pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All ties together now.
Yep.
Why is there this picture of this weird-looking fella in the show notes here?
That is the mugshot of our next offender. I put that in there because Brian, who sent this to us, said, you got to check out this mugshot.
All right. Story number five comes to us from NBC2.com.
This is the She Shed story.
Oh, okay. From NBC2.com is sent to us by JP and Brian, both listeners from just down the street in Naples. Man arrested after starting a fire in a shed to try to get his neighbors to move. A fire that sparked on Green Boulevard in Collier County Wednesday was no accident. Investigators said Kenneth Williamson set a brush fire to try and get his neighbors to move.
Now, I just want to say that this is rural Collier County where our friends Ken and Lauren live, but this is a different Ken.
Oh. That does kind of look like Ken.
A little bit.
A little bit. There, I see.
Ken doesn't have the mohawk.
Yeah. Or the... Yeah.
This dude looks like old Charlie Manson crossed with Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver.
Okay. Williamson is accused of starting the fire in a shed right next to his neighbor's apartment. The neighbor then called 911 and fire crews showed up and put out the fire. He burned down a she shed.
Yeah. Are there many apartments that have sheds?
I never know you had an apartment that had a shed.
No.
While fire crews were doing their job, Williamson was yelling and being disruptive.
I could not see that coming from the guy in the mugshot here.
The firefighters let Williamson off the hook, and 2 hours later, he got into it with his neighbors again.
Whoa. They let him off the hook for starting a fire in a shed?
I guess so. This time, he called deputies to report being hit in the head. When deputies did not find any bruises on his head, Williamson lost his cool and started becoming aggressive. The deputy smelled the alcohol on Williamson's breath. He was arrested for disorderly conduct.
All right, so they got him for disorderly conduct, but not for arson?
I don't understand that.
Unless it was his shed.
True, I have no idea.
This is
bad reporting.
This dude looks like the kind of dude that would burn down a shed to get a neighbor to move out.
I just scrolled down the next story, and I actually read the story. I saw this one.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
I don't know if it is or not. I wasn't going to read it. So,
all right. Well, that's why I put it under mine. Story number six.
I don't do this, but
Florida man discovers a snake orgy in Polk County.
Yeah, I don't do snakes. So
I don't really like them either, but this one's from the Miami Herald and it was sent in to us by David from the Florida Beer Podcast and my wife. Valentine's Day might be over, but the animal kingdom must not have gotten the memo. The city of Lakeland closed off a section of ground near Lake Hollingsworth after receiving reports that numerous snakes had swarmed the area. It looked like Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Or Raiders of the Lost Ark. It appears they have congregated for mating, as they seem to do yearly, the city's Parks and Recreation Department wrote Thursday on Facebook. That's not as unusual as you might think. Narcisse, Manitoba, in Canada, is known for its annual orgy of red-sided garter snakes, where tens of thousands of wriggling reptiles emerge from their dens and enjoy each other's company for as long as 10 days each spring. Can you just imagine a 10-day orgy?
No.
You'd need a lot of Gatorade.
Yeah, and blue pills.
And penicillin. Although the Lakeland slithery creatures aren't garter snakes, they are non-venomous and generally not aggressive as long as people do not disturb them, according to the city's Facebook post. You don't have to tell me once.
Nope.
I'm not going anywhere near it. Officials confirmed that they appeared to be water snakes, which Florida Museum of Natural History experts say mate from midwinter to spring. One resident, however, indicated he had seen water moccasins in that same location. Quote, while we cannot rule out the presence of other species being in that location or other locations around the lake, we believe the water snakes have congregated in that area, unquote. Not being able to identify the snakes could be dangerous, although the city put up caution tape and plans to hang signs, that might not be enough.
Especially if the snakes can't read.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to stay inside that tape. Unlike the water snake, moccasins are a venomous species. Their bites can cause severe pain, swelling, and even death without proper medical treatment, according to FWC. Knowing how to tell the two apart can be the difference between life and death. Although their similarity in color and size might make it difficult to distinguish the species, paying attention to the eyes and behavior could prove useful. According to the FWC, water snakes have round bug eyes, while moccasins have more elliptical, oval-shaped eyes. I'm not going to look a snake
in the eyes to see
if he's going to bite me.
Nope.
Water snakes are also more inclined to retreat into the water if encountered. Moccasins, on the other hand, will usually stay put and flash their fangs. I'm not going to give them the chance.
Yeah.
No, they're going to get a wide berth from me.
Yep.
I didn't see any snakes when we were in Polk County last week, did you?
No.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
For updates about the show, like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
To suggest a story for us to cover on this show or the quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And thank you to all of our listeners who sent in all the stories from this week. I really appreciate it because it made my job a lot easier. And we got this email this week.
Oh, we got an email?
Yes.
Oh, is it a good email or a bad email?
Oh, it's a good email.
Okay.
Hey, Joel and Phil, I found your podcast via Paradise After Dark. I've been binging your show for 10 hours a day or more. Jesus.
Damn, dude.
You're going to get sick of us. I can't even
pace yourself,
for 10
brother.
Hours
we got a, you got a lot to go.
For about 2 weeks, mostly at work in a tractor trailer parts manufacturing plant in North Carolina. Y'all make the day go so much faster. I laugh out loud incognito with my earbuds in, which are illegal. I know more about Florida now than anyone else in my family and love the theme song, which I sing to myself all the time. Keep up the good work. Love y'all. Lisa.
Thank you. That's pretty cool.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah. My wife can't even take me for 10 hours a day.
No. I can barely do it for two. If you
once a week,
yeah, if you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally. At the Tampa tier, Allison, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, Michael D, and Michael M. At the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Kurt, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo!
Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP, and Matthew from Washington State. At the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis. And we have a new patron this week, also at the Jacksonville tier, Julia.
Julia, sweet. Welcome.
Thank you, Julia. This week, our Patreon bonus story is about a Florida woman who packed her boyfriend in a suitcase, and you can only hear it if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at a Lakeland snake orgy.
Fantastic, Joel. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy can kiss my sick ass.
That's gross.
That is gross. I just realized it's it's my ass sick. My ass really isn't sick. Well, let's do that one again.
No, I'm putting that shit in.
Florida Man. Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Carry on our wayward son. The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.